Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. We've just celebrated this past weekend the great feast of Pentecost. And over the next few weeks, there is much that I want to say to you about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But parallel with that, I've also begun offering as a free booklet The Mercy of God and the Joy of Repentance. As I've said to you before, it's a booklet that people don't want to pick up. Repentance, everybody wants to turn away from. And yet, facing our sin and facing our mistakes brings us into light out of the darkness. It brings us into freedom. And then the gifts that God gave us in baptism and confirmation and the other sacraments, those gifts can then be actualized. They can lie dormant within us if we don't face our sin, if we don't face our guilt. We hate to do that. Brothers and sisters, if you want to know the fullness of God, not that God just says, I'm not giving them anything, but God's presence can't exist in the sense in your soul when you have unrepented sin. Please don't be afraid of it. Please don't be afraid of facing your sin and admitting it. There's a huge load that's going to come off your shoulders. Let it go, that you might know the light and the love and the wisdom of God for you and through you to the lives of others. So over these next week or two of programs, I'm going to be talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but I'm also going to be talking about the power of repentance and the freedom that it brings. Today, we take a look at the book of Tobit, chapter 3, verses 1 to 11, and then 16 and 17. I'm just going to read this. It's a long reading, but I'm going to look at this reading, and then we're going to look at the gospel, and I'll show you the contrast between the two. This is a situation in which this woman, who was the tragic daughter of Raguel, feels a similar impossibility after losing 7 husbands. She has been wedded to 7 men, and all have died. All have died. She has very little hope, and she's about to be wedded again. And there is great, great concern, understandably. This is what it says. Grief-stricken in spirit, I, Tobit, groaned and wept aloud. And then with sobs I began to pray. You are righteous, O Lord, and all your deeds are just. All your ways are mercy and truth. You are the judge of the world, and now, O Lord, may you be mindful of me and look with favor upon me. Punish me not for my sins, nor for my inadvertent offenses, nor for those of my ancestors. We sinned against you. He's speaking now as a people. We sinned against you and disobeyed your commandments. So you handed us over to plundering, exile, and death, till you made us the talk and reproach of all the nations among whom you had dispersed us. Yes, your judgments are many and true. In dealing with me as my sins and those of my ancestors deserve. For we have not kept your commandments, nor have we trodden the paths of truth before you. Do you see how honest he is? He's speaking as part of a people. He's admitting the sin of his people. He's admitting his own sin. So now deal with me as you please and command my life breath to be taken from me, that I may go from the face of the earth into dust. It is better for me to die than to live, because I am heard insulting calumnies, and I am overwhelmed with grief. Lord, command me to be delivered from such anguish. Let me go to the everlasting abode. Lord, refuse me not, for it is better for me to die than to endure so much misery into life and to hear these insults. So that's the kind of prayer that Tobit is praying. On the same day, at Ecbatana in Media, it so happened that Raguel's daughter, Sarah, also had to listen to abuse from one of her father's maids, for she had been married to 7 husbands, but the wicked demon Asmodeus killed them off because they could have intercourse with her, as it is prescribed for wives. So the maid said to her, "You're the one who strangled your husbands. Look at you. You've already been married 7 times, but you've had no joy with any one of your husbands. Why do you beat us? Is it on account of your 7 husbands because they are dead? May we never see a son or daughter of yours." Whoa. Look at that attack. Falsely accused, innocent, in the midst of most unfortunate circumstances, but not guilty. The girl was deeply saddened that day, and she went into an upper chamber of her house where she planned to hang herself. But she reconsidered, saying to herself, "Listen to this, no, people would level this insult against my father. You had only one beloved daughter, but she hanged herself because of ill fortune. And thus would I cause my father in his old age to go down to the netherworld laden with sorrow. It is better, far better for me, not to hang myself, but to beg the Lord to have me die so that I need no longer live to hear such insults." At that time then she spread out her hands and facing the window poured out her prayer. "Blessed are you, O Lord, merciful God. Blessed is your holy and honorable name. Blessed are you in all your works forever." At that very time, the prayer of these 2 suppliants was heard in the glorious presence of Almighty God. So Raphael was sent to heal them both, to remove the cataracts from Tobit's eyes that he might again see God's sunlight, and to marry Ragel's daughter Sarah to Tobit's son Tobiah, and then drive the wicked demon Asmodeus from her. What do you take from a reading like this? Here's Tobit experiencing blindness. Life is miserable. Life is dark. He's just pretty close to despairing. And then you have this young woman who's being attacked on every side because she's had the misfortune of losing 7 husbands. That is quite a burden. And she wants to die. She too wants to die. But instead of doing it, she said, she's going to bless the Lord and thank the Lord and praise the Lord and ask him to hear her prayer. And he does. Now keep that in mind when we get to the gospel. In fact, let's just go to the gospel right now. Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 18 to 27. Some Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now, there were 7 brothers." They're making up this scenario. "There were 7 brothers, and the first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants, and the third likewise. And the 7 left no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all 7 have been married to her." Jesus said to them, "Are you not misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage. They are all like the angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses in the passage about the bush, how God told him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob'? He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly misled." Now, what do we see here? We see a young woman in the Old Testament, who had had the misfortune to be married to 7 husbands who died. And she could get very angry, and in her case, she was going to take out that anger on herself and commit suicide. but she turned first to the Lord. And she began to bless the Lord for all his goodness. And God heard her. And God answered, and God blessed her. In the New Testament, we have the Sadducees, who don't believe in the resurrection from the dead. And they try to trip up Jesus by giving him, well, let's create this scenario. What would you do about this? What would you do about that? And Jesus is not about to engage in that kind of argument. Because what he says to them is, are you not misled? You don't know the scriptures or the power of God. In other words, you don't have any faith. You don't believe. And because you don't believe, you're trying to create all these scenarios of who's when they get to heaven, who will be her husband. They create all this symbolic scenario, but they're trying to trip up Jesus. And Jesus is so clear. He says to them, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. Your life in heaven is full and rich beyond your wildest dreams. But these men of the law, they just don't know how to handle this. And so they're trying to create scenarios, as I said, to trip him up. This young woman in the Old Testament decides to put her faith in God in the midst of a very, very precarious situation. She puts her faith in God. The Sadducees try to trip up God. There's a big difference, brothers and sisters, between faith and lack of faith. And I think that the Lord wants to say to us today, take God's word, take what he says, take what he promises. Ask yourself, how strong is my faith? How strong am I? How confident am I in God? You can't do that on your own. It's by opening yourself to God's grace, to God's gifts. That's how you become confident and strong. Because some of what God promises us is mystery right now. But the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob is our God. He's ours as well. Can you put your trust in God? Can you put all your trust in God? Let me add this, because this is very important. Your repentance for your sins, whatever they are, your repentance enables the gift of faith to grow in you. Yes, you need to cultivate it and cooperate it, but it's a gift that comes even more. It comes alive. It comes alive, brothers and sisters, when you live a repentant life. Take a look. Pay attention. Ask God to speak to your own heart. God bless you. As you listen to these programs, you can see areas of your own life that need to change, and I want to offer you a free copy of my booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. It's great joy, brothers and sisters. Don't miss it. 1-800-282-4789 for a free copy of my booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. Again, 1-800-282-4789.